Okay, today's Daf Lamed Aleph. We're really behind. We're on Daf Lamed, in the middle of Daf Lamed Amud Beis, but hopefully we'll finish the Perek. We're up to Amar Rav Chia Bar Oven Amar Rav, which is the fifth line, the fifth wide line. Amar Rav Chia Bar Oven Amar Rav. Halacha Ki Bishur Ben Karcha. Halacha Ki Bishur Ben Karcha. Bein Bekarkos, Bein Bemetaltalim. Whether it's Karka or Metaltalim. What Halacha Ki Bishur Ben Karcha? Like we said yesterday regarding seeing the testimony one after another. Ula amar halacha kri b'shur ben karcha b'karkos. Karkos we hold like that. Avalo b'metaltalim, but not by metaltalim. Amalei abaya, halacha mechlal de pligi. By the fact that you said there's a halacha like that, that means somebody argues on that. V'amar abba amar v'huna amar rav, modim chacham l'shur ben karcha. Be'edis karka, the chacham agree by karka. V'tani rav idi bar oven, bin azikin de bekarna, in the yeshiva where they learned the zikin. Modin chacham l'shur ben karcha, be'edis b'char. That everybody agrees by Eidus Bechor, what's Eidus Bechor? That they used to require a Kohen to bring Edim, that the Mum was not self-inflicted. The Kohanim would be interested. Bizman Azeh. Bizman basically made a difference to the Kohanim. Because if there was a Mum, they ate it, and if there was no Mum, they also brought it as a carbon. Either way. But Bizman Azeh, there's no carbon, so the Kohanim stuck with the Bechor, nothing you can do with it. So they would try to give it a Mum. Once you give it a Mum, then it becomes Chulin. The only thing you can do is you can't sell it in the cheap market. But so they had to bring edim that the mum was not self-inflicted, or and be'edus karka and be'edus chazaka and v'chein be'edus shebein shebebas, which we'll see in a minute what that means. Ben and bas, edus of a ben and bas. So what do you see? There's no machlokas. Gavra gavra karamas. What, you're telling me that two people argue? Mar savar, that's ula pligi. There is a machlokas whether we hold like Rav Shurban Karach or not. Or mar savar lo pligi and Rav Ada held, there is no machlokas. My b'chein shebebein shebebas. What does that mean? The testimony of a ben and a bas. Ilema echad omer achas begaba ve'echad omer achas bekresa. If one aide says, I saw one hair on her back, and I saw one hair in the osamakom, and we're going to combine the edus to make it into that she's a gedola. Hai chatzi davar v'chatzi edusu. That's not edus. Ella, you're right. We had this already. Echad omer b'shtayim begaba ve'echad omer b'shtayim bekresa. You're right. One said I saw two there, and one said I saw two there. So that's good. That's good edus. Omer v'yosef, ano amina mishmei de'ula halacha kri b'shur ben karcha bim b'karkos bim b'metagolim. I hold like b'shur ben karcha no matter what. V'rabbanan da'asu b'mechuzza omri omer v'zeir mishmei de'rav b'karkos in avalo b'metagolim. Only karkos, not by b'metagolim. Rav l'taimei. Rav is consistent. The Amar Rav, difficult now. Hoda achar hoda. If two edim see, two edim or one aid, one aid sees the hoda. In other words, he admits it. And then the next day, the other aid sees the admission. We said that there's a machlokes whether the two aids have to see the same mana or any mana. Right. They have to see Reuven give Shimon $100, the same $100. Reuven Shimon Karka held no. As long as they one eight saw 100, one eight saw it could be a different 100. They're both testifying about 100. The other man, the Tanakama over that was over there yesterday, disagreed with him, but he's already held. So what's the difference if it's a mana or if it's an admission? What's the difference? Today 1 8 saw he was in shul by Shalosh Shunas. He saw the aid admit, yeah, I owe him the money. Then the next day another aid by Shachrin, he sees the guy says the same thing. That's good enough. Hoda achar hoda. Hoda achar halva. Even an admission, and one day was the admission, one day was the loan. That's mitzdarfi. That could combine. Halva achar halva, halva achar hoda, lo mitzdarfi. But a halva after a halva, and a halva, or a halva achar hoda, lo mitzdarfi. It doesn't work. Why not? We'll see in a minute. Ashkechei Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Rav Huna by Devishu. I'm like Maishna Halva Acher Halva Delo. Why not? The mana lo kachazi high, lo kachazi high. Why? Because it's not the same money, right? High hodo acher hodo nami. A mana de kamo de kamai. High lo mo de kamai. What do you mean? Then why is an admission following an admission good? Who said it's the same money? So Gemara says, you're right. Hi, the Amale Lahai Basra Bahai. So the second guy says Bahai Mana de Oduyle Kamach. The same 100 that you said yesterday by Shaul Shudas in front of the other guy, that's the same money you must be testifying about today. You must be bidding about today. Bahai, Damale lahai basra dahai min mana da oduyla le kamach oduyin el nami kamai ploni. The same money. That's why it's okay. It's the same money. Ika basra yada the kamalo yada. But the first guy doesn't know that. The first guy doesn't know that, right? So Gemara says, you're right. The hadar azal amale lekama. You're right. The second aid goes to the first aid. Hai mana do duyule kamach or duyule nami kame ploni. Right. You remember yesterday he admitted to you, he owed you the money? It's the same money that he admitted to me. So therefore, the two aidim are saying the same exact thing. Amale, tinuach daitich, shanachtas daiti. Oh, you calmed me down, you made me feel good. Amale, mainichusa, what's that talking about? Derav avitim rafshashis, shadaba narga. Because he had a big problem. It means like he gave an arrow. He had a big problem trying to understand it. Lav hainu hodar achar halva. Isn't that the same thing as hodar achar halva? Amalei hainu deshmili alaihu diramisu dikli vizakifu lahu. You guys remind me of people that just destroy the tree just to rebuild it. And sometimes he asks kashas just to give the answer. Then he destroys the answer. He asks the kashas back and forth. So I was a little confused. He calmed me down. Now, da amri ben hadar achar halva ben hadar achar halva ben hadar achar halva ben hadar achar halva hadar mitzvah refes. All that's good. Kiman kibushur ben karcha. All that's good. Why? Because kibushur ben karcha didn't require the same mana. So it doesn't require the same mana. It doesn't require the same ambition either. So it's all going to be good.
Yeah, but we're saying that there is some communication between what happened.
Because he didn't hold like that. He didn't hold like kibushur ben karcha. So according to him, why is it good? The answer is because they had communication. So it's talking about the same mana. Because kibushur ben karcha, it doesn't have to be the same mana. Okay, next. Amar of Yehuda. Eidus ha-machesh ezu ezu. Let's say two Eidim have Eide ha-chasha. Right? What's Eide ha-chasha? If it's bibidikos kishera. If it's in a detail, the Eidus is still kasher. If they're mistaken on the parties, or the day, or the date, or the amount. Anything that could be a hazama, that's not called a bidika. That's called the drisha v'chakira. They can't be inconsistent in that, but in the detail, it's a difference. So he, like the Gemara is going to say, k'sheira b'dini mamadis. B'dini mamadis is for sure kosher. B'dini nefashis is going to be a machlokas. Amar Rava, Mestaber Milsi, Derav Meir, Derav Yehuda, Be'echad Omer Arneki Shchora. What color was the purse? One aide said there was a black purse. Be'echad Omer Arneki Levana. Another guy says no, it was a white purse. Echa aval echad omer mana shachar ve'echad omer mana lavan. But if one says it was a black, old, worn-out coin, and one says no, it was a brand new sterling coin, ain't mitzdarfin. That that doesn't combine. Why? That's already not a detail. The arnik ishchora b'din nefash is low. What? And what about a black? What about if they make a mistake about the purse by a case of din nefashos? Then what? One says he strangled him with not the murder weapon. I don't know. I saw he was hanging from his pocket. I saw his wallet hanging out. So what color was the wallet? One says it was black. One says it was white.
Echad amar mana shachar ve'echad amar mana lavan. Va'anaki shachar b'din nefash. Va'amar v'chizda echad amar b'sayich.
One says it was with a sword.
Ve'echad omer ba'aririn.
And one says it was some kind of other kind of dagger. So they don't really have the same murder weapon.
But Ariven Hargi killed him with that. Ein zeh nachon.
That's not correct. Rashi says, what kind of lashon ein zeh nachon?
Because it's the pasuk. It's a play on the pasuk of vehine emes nachon hadavar.
If the thing is correct.
So the Gemara uses the same word nachon. Ein zeh nachon. Echad omer Caleb shchurim.
The guy says he's wearing black clothes.
Echad omer Caleb levanim.
He was wearing white clothes. Harei zeh nachon. That's okay. Why is that okay? Because it's a detail. The murder weapon's not a detail. But the guy's wearing black clothes, the guy's wearing a white scarf, the guy's wearing a black scarf, that's a detail. Even by dinner fashas, that's okay. And it's mashma that the first man to army here didn't agree with that. So the Gemara says, Gavra Gavra Karamis. Again, he asked me a kasha between two people, between Rav Chista and Rav Yehuda, the Amora. So they argue on each other. One holds details by dinner fashas as a problem, and one holds dinner fashas by details by dinner fashas is not a problem. So I just saw, I'm learning Hilchas, Berachas Amazon. So the I think it was the what's his name? Ravaji Yosef. I think it was Ravaji Yosef had the following Shiloh. Let's say you forgot if you benched. You forgot if you said Yalav Yavo or Ritzei. You forgot. You don't know. So you're sitting, Mashal Shiloh, there wouldn't be a Shiloh. You don't have to repeat. But let's say you're sitting by lunch and you forgot if you said Yalav Yavo. So one person next to you says, I heard you said it. And one person next to you says, I heard you, you didn't say it. And you got a suffix. Says two people are machish each other. What do? You have to repeat? You hear the shayla? This is how Eder HaKhasha can come up as manazah. In everyone's house. So he says it's suffik lahakal, you don't have to repeat shorter, you don't have to repeat benching, because I, the Edom are worthless. By the way, even a child could say, I heard you say it. Shlomo Zalman says, that's not considered Edos. Not Edos. Even a child could say, by the way, Dad, I heard you, he's an 8-year-old kid, I heard you said Yalav, I heard it, don't worry, I heard you, Dad. That's okay. So what if the two adults are disputing the fact? So he's making it, you don't have to repeat benching, because you could rely on the fact that the guy heard it. I, the chasha, don't be so machmir about that. Okay. Now, da omri, afilu echad omer mana shachor, fi echad omer mana lavon mitzdarfin. Listen to this. Even the Nahardoi, we're going to spend a lot of time now on the Nahardoi Shita. Even if the actual coin they're disputing, one says it was white, a brand new coin, it just came in, you know those coins when they come right from the mint, they're so shiny. And one says, what do you mean? It was one of those old things that's been stuck in the ground for who knows? Dirty coin. It's mitzdarif. First of all, it's not a detail. Second of all, it's a blatant hachasha. Kiman, who's like that? Kibishur ben Karcha. That's our old friend, Kibishur ben Karcha, who said, it doesn't even have to be the same mana. You hear this? It doesn't even have to be the same mana. Kibishur ben Karcha said, you could see one mana, he could see another mana. So he says, wait a minute. Eimer de shmaitz of Kibishur ben Karcha. When did Kibishur ben Karcha say his din? But they're not contradicting each other. You saw a mon at 10 o'clock in the morning, he saw a mon at 11 o'clock in the morning. Is that a contradiction? Happens to be, it's not the same mon. So Shurba Karka says, no big deal, two of you together combine to testify about one mon. That's this? Mi Amar? Did he ever say he's there when there's a blatant achasha? There's a blatant contradiction? He says it's white, he says it's black? You can't rely on Rabbi Shur ben Karcha. Right? So the Gemara says, you're right. You're right. The Nahardoi, who said this funny Shita, can't hold like Rabbi Shur ben Karcha. That's not support for the Shita. So what's support for the Shita? Ella, hu da amar ki haitana. The Tanya, amar Rabbi Shur ben Elazar. Lo nechlaku beishamayu beis Hillel, al shtei kite edim. There's a machlokas between Beishamayu and beis Hillel. So Rabbi Elazar says, there's no machlokas if there's two sets of edim. What are the two sets of edim? She'echas omeres masayim. One pair says 200. Ve'echas omeres mana. And one pair says, nah, it's 100. So at least he owes 100. She'esh bechlal masayim mana. Right? She'esh bechlal masayim mana. At least he owes 100. Two edim walk in and say, Reuven owes Shimon $100. Two edim walk in and say, Reuven owes Shimon $200. So doesn't Reuven owe Shimon at least $100? The other 100 is a dispute. But the first 100 is no dispute. Very similar to Shur ben Karcha. Similar idea. No dispute about that. Ama nechleku. What is the machlokas between Beishamayim and Beis Hillel? Al kas achas. One kas. One aid says he owes him 100. One aid says he owes him 200. Do we say he owes him at least 100? Right? Beishamayim omrim nechleku edusan. Of course not. The two aids of us say different things. Beis Hillel omrim. What do you mean? Yesh bechal masayim mana. At least they're agreeing on 100. Right? So too over here. The two Edom are agreeing on the loan. The difference is, one said it was a brand new coin, one says it was an old coin. They're still agreeing on the loan. Still agreeing on the Iker. The Iker Etzem, I think they're still agreeing. So, for Beishama, the truth is Beishama, in a way, makes more sense. No? Isn't Beishama more mastaber? Two Edom walk in and say different things. So we're going to say it's good because it's included. It's a little bit far-fetched. But Bezil says that. We pass on like Bezil. So if Bezil said that, says the Nahardoi, so we're saying it's not so crazy either. Right? You said the two are in the Mokin. They both agree on the loan. One says, not a detail. It's a fundamental, fundamental big difference over here. One says it was a brand new coin. One says, in the olden days, not today. Nobody looked at the coins. It's a bit irrelevant. But in those days, it was a big deal which kind of coin it was. Because the bad coins, you couldn't trade them. They were taken out of circulation. They were no good. Yeah, but it was on its way to being bit. No, it was brand new. That's a big difference. Says the Nahardoi, well, I'm just relying on Beit Hillel. So, Echad Omer Chavash Shal Yayin, Vechad Omer Chavash Shal Shemen. What if one says it was a barrel of oil, they traded a barrel of oil? And one says, no, it was a barrel of wine. The Gemara assumes that oil is more expensive than wine. So ha'uv, that's happened once. V'asa l'kamed Ravami, and they came to Ravami. Chayvei Ravami l'shlume le chavita dechamra. He made him pay at least a barrel of wine. Why? Because it's the cheaper one. It's like saying 200 or 100. At least you have to give 100. So if it's between wine and oil, at least you have to give wine. Migu chavita d'mishcha. Migu, at least it's cheaper than the wine. It's cheaper than the oil. Kiman, like who? Kashir ben Elazar. Like Kashir ben Elazar, who explained Beit Hillel. Right? He explained the sheet of Beit Hillel. Right? So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Hey, my Dharma Rashir ben Elazar. When did Rashir ben Elazar say his din? That Beit Hillel said. Two ways you can say different things. Hecha diyesh mechla masayimana. That's only when, within 200, you have 100. Ki ha'i gavna mi amar. Kind of case. He walks in and says it was oil. He walks in and says it was wine. You're making him pay the cheaper one? The same two different things. So you might say, you misheard the case. Lo tzricha le demei. Nah. The case was with demei. In other words, he said he borrowed the value of wine. And he borrowed the value, demei, the value of oil. You're right. In a chanami. One walked in and said a barrel of oil, and one walked in and said a barrel of wine. That's completely different. They didn't say that. They said the value. Well, the value? So you give the value. That's like saying 200 or 100. Echad omer bidyot el yona. One says it happened on the second floor. And one says the scene happened on the bottom floor. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina says, "Maisa, this happened." Balaf Nei Rabbi, Vitzir Fedusa, and he was Mitzarif to Edom. Why? Why? Because not a because it's only a detail. What? Nothing to do with anything. So this is the Shaila. What if one says there was 200 on the first floor, and one says there was 100 on the second floor? Then what? Would we Mitzarif that?
Right? We're not looking at the 200 or
100. We're not looking at that. Right? So I'm making it more complicated. That's the whole machlokas, what they would do in that case.
Exactly. Because we're only looking, in Mar's case, they're only looking at the 200 or 100, not looking at the details.
Right. So now we're looking at the same amount. They agree on the number. Just once, I wasn't, at second floor, I think it was. He says, no, it was on the first floor. So what's the answer? The answer is, that's not a detail. That's only a detail. That doesn't change that. That doesn't change the ages. That's not big enough. Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
I always look at the questions and questions and questions and aid them to try to disqualify.
Right, so the truth is it's more by din and nefasha. But we said even over there, there was a man d'amar who said, so that's really machlokes, but they're more, the question is, can they convict if the guy says the murder happened on the second floor, the murder happened on the floor? No, it was this huge sword. Now it's a small little dagger.
We had the case in din nefasha before.
Right, we're going to get to it again. Din nefasha is in the second half of the Masechta. We're going to get to the nitty gritty. What we're doing now with Mamonis, we're going to do din nefasha. In passing, yeah, that what?
That the moon was a knife, was a different type of knife, and what killers were and why killers were.
Yeah, we just had it.
Right, we just had it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it didn't differentiate.
It did not differentiate, right. So we said it's not Chlokas. So I don't know if we hold it that one says we didn't differentiate. We might not like hold like him. We might go out of our way. The shoelaces are different. We had a case where he said, what did the stem of the tree look like? The stem of the tree, who knows? They wouldn't accept the Adam. Right? Why? Because they probably said the wrong thing. They probably were not in jive with each other. Right? Once that, you know. It's such a minutia. The answer is, we do that for Dina Nefashos. Dina Mamas, we never answer a question like that, because, well, listen, the guy owed the money or not. You know? But by Dina Nefashos, they will go ask those crazy questions, B'dafka, to trip them up. But yesterday, Yossi asked me yesterday, he asked me after the shiur, if one says, if the two agents say the exact same thing, what are they deliberating about? What's the deliberation? One aide says he owes him 100, one aide says he owes him. What's the deliberation? So I didn't have an answer. Then I remembered, because we learned that. We learned that on Shabbos. If the two aides say, if it's too similar, right away it raises the problem, it's all fake, right? That's the deliberating. The deliberating that. Is it too similar? Guy walks in, every little detail, everything you remember, it's such a genius. Right, both of you, right? So that's already suspicious, right? Everything is exactly the same. It's very suspicious.
The problem is you got to take every little case. And
right,
look at
right. That's the answer. That, right.
And not all testimonies black and white.
Right, exactly. Not all testimonies black and white. Like, can you imagine two people say the exact, you know, sometimes you have these depositions. They're so tailored. It's very suspicious. Okay. Where are we up to? Umanayah l'kishiyete. Tanu Rabbanan. Umanayah l'kishiyete. How do you know when the guy leaves the courthouse? Lo yomi, you shouldn't say, listen, Hareini Mizakai, I wanted to acquit you. I wanted to let you go. The Chaveir Mechayavin. But the other two, they outnumbered me. Avama Esesh, Chaveir Rabbullah, they outnumbered me. How did he not let it do that? It's like the third time we had this. Talmud Lomar, Lo seilech Rachel ba'mecha. You can't be a talebearer. Ve'omer. Holech Rachel megalasod. Okay? Listen to this. Haytamuda, there was a guy in the yeshiva. The nafak ale kala. And there was a rumor. The gully milsa. He told over a secret. The itmar be midrasha baser esver v'tartin shnin. That had been kept secret for 22 years. And he spilled the beans after 22 years. Afkev Amar Bebedrasha, Rabbi threw him out of the yeshiva. Amar, he said, Dain Gole Razio. You're a secret revealer. And he threw him out after 22 years. First of all, the whole basis of the whole Shiloh. Are you allowed to. This is a. No, there's no special limitation on Lashon Hara. First of all, the Chavetz Chaim said in Hilchos Mechilos, this is. You see how severe. Maybe it wasn't even Mechilos. We don't even know. Wasn't even, maybe it didn't even make any of the parties look bad, didn't cause any mass. Who knows what it was? Who knows what it was? Doesn't make a difference. If someone confided you in a secret, doesn't make a difference. You know, it could be, it's totally pyrov. Totally pyrov. Totally not, nothing animosity, no fighting, nothing. Still not a revealed secret. Don't be a person like that. Hol Shaila, if it's a deraisa, if it's a derabanan, if it's just a midatova, the Rambam, when he quotes Hilchot.
According to him, it's irrelevant.
What? No, because the Rambam in the Sefer HaChinuch, don't quote, you know, Rambam has a whole paragraph on Lashon Hara, never once says you're not allowed to reveal secrets. So why did he leave it out? The whole discussion. Okay, there is a Shiloh that they mention. Are you allowed to throw out a Talmud from the yeshiva if he commits a crime? Even like revealing a secret? You threw him out of the yeshiva for that? Right? It's a boy does something, whatever. Throw him out of the yeshiva. A boy speaks Lashon Hara. Get out of my yeshiva. Would that happen today? Probably not. Probably not. What if Rosh Hashiva did it, right? So who knows who the person was, right? I'm sorry, you have to go, right? You told a secret that's been hidden for 22 years. You said you told over a secret. The guy once wore a light blue shirt to shul, right? You told over the secret. Would that happen? Would they throw somebody at you for that? Interesting. We don't know what the details were. Next, says the Mishnah, Kol Zman Shemevi Raya, as long as you could bring, anytime you bring a Raya, so is Rosh Hadin, will unturn the din. Even if you're late with Uriah. Amalo, kol rayas sheyesh lecha havi mikan vat shloshim yom. If the bed says, listen, you have 30 days to bring all your testimony, all your evidence, not just testimony, all your evidence. Matzah besok shloshim yom, so sir. If you bring it within 30 days, you know, it's like a 30-day period after you make the psak. You made the psak already. Now, we'll give you 30 more days. You told me you're looking for the shtar, you can't find it. We'll give you 30 more days. After that, it's not going to go on forever. Lacha shloshim yom, and it's osa. That's it. Amr shir being on lil. What are you talking about? My yasa zeh shlo matzah. It's all shloshim. Matzah lacha shloshim. What do you mean? He couldn't find it now. He found it later. He's not going to accept it. He told you he has it. The case where he told you he has it is one thing. Now we're a case he doesn't have it. Amalo, hey v'edim. You have edim. Amalo in ainli edim. I don't have anybody. Amar havi raya. You have a raya. Vamar ainli. I don't have any rayas. I don't have anything. Lacha zman afterwards. Hey v'raya umatzah edim. All of a sudden you show up. With Adim and Rayas, Hareza Eina Klum. That's nothing. Arvashir Bing Amlil. Mayas is Ash Loha Yodea Lo Shesh Adim Matza Adim. What do you want from the guy? Loha Yodea Shesh Lo Raya Matza Raya. He didn't know, and now he knows. What do you want from the guy? Now we don't, this case, we don't pass Arvashir Bing Amlil. Ra Shemeshayev Badin. If you see a guy is losing, Vamar, he says, Krova Ploni Ploni Viduni. Go call so and so, he'll be my aid now. Oh, Shoti Raya Matachas Pundasal. All of a sudden, he pulls out the star from his money belt. All of a sudden, look what I have. Harezeh Ein HaKlum. That's nothing. All of a sudden, you have. We took a break. All of a sudden, he comes back with a big document. Right? Where did that document come from? It came from the hallway. Right? He just wrote it up. Right? So that's very, very, very suspicious. All of a sudden, you come with the star. Where were you till now? Amar Rabba Rabba Huna, Halacha Kerem Shri Megam Leel. The Halacha is like a Shri Megam Leel. What? In the first case was, I don't have anybody, we gave you a time, and then he brought more. So the Gemara says, and we don't pass on to Chachamim. So the Gemara says, Pshit, it's not obvious. If you hold like him, well, I know you don't hold like the Chachamim. So the Gemara says, "Ma'od etem, I would have thought Hanami lechatchila. That's only lechatchila will give you time. Aval di'eved shaper dami. But if we gave you a time and we didn't, and you missed the time, and now we don't want to accept your edus, I would have thought kamash malan. Therefore, he comes along to say, 'Di'avid madrin and lay. If you did that, we'll undo it.' Why? Because we hold like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, even b'di'eved. Now the next case was Amalo Haviyedim, Amar Shimon ben Gamliel, right? What was the second case? Yeah. So here I said Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Yochanan, Halacha Kedivrei Chachamim. The halacha is like the Chachamim. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Yochanan, Ein Halacha Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The halacha is not like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. It's like Mitzvah Pshita again. It's Pasha Tivon Da Amar Halacha Kedivrei Chachamim Memeli Yadana Dein Halacha Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. I know that already. So the Gemara says different answer. Hakamash Malan De Behahi Ein Halacha Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Here we don't hold like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Ha Bekulu Halacha Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. But wherever else in Shas, we do all like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rashi says, why did you give the same answer? L'chachila b'di'eved. So Rashi says, because to say b'di'eved, we're going to hold like a dat yachid against the chacham, that we never say. That's why we have to give a different answer. Lafuke meha. This person who just said that we hold like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel everywhere in Mishnayos, except for here on Sanhedrin Lamed Aleph, it's against the following member. Whenever Rav Shimon is mentioned in Mishnayos, halacha kamoso, we pass on like him. Chutz, except for three cases: me'ariv, tidon, v'ra'ya achrona. Those three cases. According to this man damer over here, there's only one case. Which one? This one, right about the edim. But those three other cases: tidon, v'ra'ya achrona, and arev. That over there, those three cases, we do not hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So there's a machlokis whether we hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel or not. Hahu Yanuka, there's once a little boy, did Tavu Ladin, they took him to a Din Torah, Kabeder of Nachman, Amalei, Itzloch Sadi, you have witnesses? It was a claim about his father's stuff. He didn't know. His father died, took him to Bezin, to say, Amalei, don't they hate him? Amalei lo. Itzlei Raya, every Raya? Amalei lo. Anyway, Chayvei, Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman ruled against him. Have a Kabachi Ba'azel, he was crying, he's coming out of the courthouse, so they just took my whole Yerusha away from me. So Shemina Hanach Imri Inchi Amrule, I don't need a dalad v'mil davuch. So people who said we knew your father, this whole thing was a scam. Amr of Nachman, Baha Atzilu Rabbanon Mode. Even the Rabbanon would agree we're going to undo it. You know why? The Yenukin v'mil davuch lo yada. How's a kid supposed to know what his father's doing? Then some neighbors came along and said that they smelled a scam, and they were able to help the kid. Even the Rabbanon would agree in such a case to undo it. Well, how's a kid supposed to know? There was a woman, the Nafak Shtar Mitusa Yada. She produced a document that apparently she was not a party to this document. Right? She just happened to be holding the document. But it was between Reuven and Shimon, and she's holding this document. Amrele, she says, Yadana Bahai Shtara de Priyahava. I know this Shtar was paid up. I know this Shtar was paid up. How does she know? She says she knows. So him knew who Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman believed her. Amar le Ravler of Nachman, Kiman, who are you holding like? Kerebi? The Amar who said, Osios Nignos Bimisira, that she basically is now the one holding the document. So if she's holding the document, she became the Malve. And she says, I was paid up. She could say that. So the Gemara says, Amar le Shani Hachad, here it's different. You know why it's different? So Rav Nachman said to Rava, now the machlokas, by the way, about Basra, if we hold Adam can that if a shtar is tiklis b'mesira or not. Ozios means a shtar, it's written down with letters. So you see from here it's clearly yeah. It's clearly yeah. Right? Ozios and tiklis b'mesira. That's a machlokas between Rebbe and the Chacham and Mesechta's Baba Basra. Do you see here yeah? So it says, no, you don't have to go on to that. Amalei Shani Hacha, here it's different. You know why? Because the boy Kilsay. If she wanted, she could have burnt it. She could have destroyed it. We would never know anything. The fact that it's like sort of a pesha, also a pesha. She walks in with a document and says, by the way, it's been paid. So if she wanted to save the guy money, she could have burnt it. So you don't have to say that she owns it and therefore it's as if it. You don't have to go on to that machlokas. That's the machlokas. We don't know about that, Din. If someone could, if you could sell a loan, Reuben and Shimon can sell their loan document to Levi. That we don't know.
Could have been anything that the loan made.
What? No, they believe her. That's her Nachman said, I believe her. She walks it out of the blue. You see this document? It's been paid up.
But that's fine. You should have originally had Adem at the loan was made.
What? So we're going to get to that now with the Adem. We're going to get to that now with Adem. But even without the Adem, she walks in and says, see this over here? This has been paid off. How do we know? Because if I wanted it, I could have burnt it. I walked in, I'm telling the truth.
That's testimony the loan was paid up.
Right.
But Adem's before the loan was actually made.
Right.
You have to actually say something about it.
So we'll see. Okay, you're alluding to the next story now. Before we get to that, Ikad the Amri, others have the other version. Lohem the Rav Nachman. Nachman didn't believe her. Why? Amalei Rav of Nachman v'ayi v'ayi kalsei. But if you wanted, she could burn it. Why aren't you believing her? Well, she made it up. She wanted, she could burn it. So the Gemara says, no. Kivin is chazik beidina. Since it was, as she has said, it was already established in Beis Din, then Iboy Kilsei Lo Amrinan. We're not going to say she burnt it. Beis Din has a record of it. So,
before.
What?
She didn't have to have Beis Din.
No, so there's a receipt. Rashi says there's a receipt. A receipt was written. Rashi says, look at the top Rashi, second Rashi over there, that's Chazak the Beidina. Shekasa Bohenpik. They wrote a receipt.
But if the receipt was there, then who's bringing it to court?
What?
The other party's got a receipt. Why would they bring it to court? Who goes with this aggravation if there's a receipt?
I don't know. It's a good question. So we'll have to see what the case is. And we're gonna dispute this anyway. We're gonna refute it. Asi Ravel of Nachman. What are you talking about? Simpon's also a receipt. Sheish alav edim that there are edim on it. Yiskayim bechosmav. And you make sure the signatures are valid, and then the receipt's a valid receipt. Ein alav edim. If there are no edim, yotze mitachas yidei shlish, and it comes out from a third party. Oh, shiyotze achar chitim shtaros. Or on the loan document itself, after the document, there are two edim who write, who sign on it. By the way, it's been paid, right? Paid in full and signed. Then kosher, it's kosher. I don't know. What do you see? Shlish mehemin. The third party is believed, even with the receipt. You're right. Tiyofta derav Nachman. Tiyofta. You're right. That doesn't make any sense. Kiyotzer of Dimi Amr of Yochanan laola mevi raya v'soser. You can always bring a raya to be soser. To undo the verdict, overturn the verdict, achi yistatim tanosav, until you finish the closing arguments, right? V'yomar, and you could say krovo ploni uploni v'hediuni. Get so and so over there; he'll testify for me. So that whole thing doesn't make any sense. Hagufa kasha, the whole thing's inconsistent. Amar, at the first you said yistatim tanosav, that the case is over when you close your closing arguments. Else, I have nothing more to say. Here's my closing arguments. I have nothing more to say. Asan l'rabbana. That's the rabbana. V'hadar amarta. Then you said krovrish ploni ploni v'diuni asan l'mshir ben gamliel. That seems to be the sheet of Mshir ben gamliel who said you always have what to say. V'chitem akul of Mshir ben gamliel. Really, you want to tell me the whole thing? This whole statement is of Mshir ben gamliel. Uprusha kama faresh, and he's explaining himself. My adchi istatim tanosav. What does it mean until closing arguments? It means adchi omar krovo ploni ploni v'diuni. It means until, even when I have anybody will come later, you know, you're schlepping it out longer, Mshir ben Gamliel gave you much more time. Whenever Mshir ben Gamliel said a din, halacha kamoso. Halacha is like that. Chutz mi orev tzidon v'raya achrona. Except for those three cases, right? And if that's true, then here's another case. Because we don't hold like this. So it's another case. So this can't be pshat. It can't be the whole thing's of Shir ben Gamliel. Can't be. Ella kiyasa Rav Shmuel Rav Ella kiyasa Rav Shmuel Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Yochanan LaOlam Mevi Raya V'Soser Ad Sheistam Tanosav. Really, you could bring a raya until you make closing arguments. V'Yom Rulo, and they tell him Havi Edim. You have Edim. V'Amar Ein Li Edim. I don't have Edim. Havi Raya. You have a raya. V'Amar Ein Li Raya. I don't have any raya. Aval Bo Edim Medinas Hayam. But if Edim come from Medina Sayyam, oh Shahaya Diska Shel Aviv, or there was a sack of your father, Mufkeris Biad Acher, that was someone else had the sack, and in the sack is full documents. All of a sudden, look at this, full documents. I didn't know about this treasure of documents. Let's go through it. And sure enough, Uriah's in there, it's going to save you. It wasn't reasonable to have this beforehand, you didn't know about it. It's newly discovered evidence. Or two Edim show up out of left field from China, that will accept late. Hareze mevi raya v'soser. You can bring a raya and you can undo the verdict. Okay? Almost finished. Kiyasa Rav Dibi Amr Rav Yochanan. Hatoki v'chaver b'din. We had this already, really. If you take your friend to a din Torah, Echad Omer Nidon Kan, let's go to the Bezin over here in this town. For fine Bezin. And says, now I want to go to the big town. where the Beit Avad is, where there's Chachamim, and there's a yeshiva over there, and people are much more knowledgeable of the halacha. I don't go over here, this town in the boondocks. He can force you. We don't know, right now we're assuming, we don't know which party. Party A could force party B to go to the better town, the bigger town, where there are more chachamim, more people that know the halacha. Amal afon of Rabbi Lazar, Rav, Amal Rebbe, Mishin Oshin b'chaver mana. What do you mean? Somebody owes $100. V'yotzi mana al mana, and they can pay another $100, they have to schlep to the big city. The whole thing's $100. They can pay another $100 just to adjudicate the case. Ella, kofer no sofa don be'iro. No, you stay in the city. This is the city you live in. Right? So Moshe said, this thing doesn't apply today. We had this with Moshe already. It doesn't apply in America. He said, for sure it doesn't apply. There's no such thing as a communal city, New York, especially in New York. Everything's such a hodgepodge of people. You can, and also it doesn't cost any money to go from here to Manhattan or from here to New Jersey. It's very small. What? Oh, so the Shalem Levi said, Yerushalayim might be different. Because in Yerushalayim, we do have those kihilos, and you're part of a shul, and you're part of the Chevra Kedisha, and you're part of the Bezit. It's a different type of community there. What? The whole Eretz Yisrael is like that. America's not like that. Even if you're part of a shul and they have a Chevra Kedisha, you don't have that same kind of connection. I'm bound to go to that Bezdin of my shul. It doesn't really work like that in America. That's what Moshe said. I guess like, people could argue. I mean, you know.
Itmar Nami.
In out of town places you have that. Out of town, even in America, you have it. Because there's only one shul. They're the whole. You have it out of town. In New York and New Jersey, it's very hard to say that. So many people, such big places. No one has any allegiance.
Itmar Nami, Umar of Safra. Shnayim Shenitz Atzmu Bedin Echad. Two people are having a Din Torah. Bedin. Echad Amar Yidon Khan. Let's judge over here. Echad Amar Yidon Khan.
And the other one says, no, let's go to the big city.
Kofan also have done be'iro. You go to the, you stay in the city you're in. And you know what? V'im hutzdrach davar lishol.
If you have a shayla, they can't, it's just a difficult shayla.
Kosvin v'shluchin. They'll write a letter,
and they'll send it to the gadol in the other city, and they'll get an answer.
V'im amar kitzvu tenu li me'ezetam dantuni.
And if you say to the dayanim, I want you to give me a reason why you ruled against me. I just want chayiv. Why? What did you base it on? Where in the Shulchan Aruch did you base it? I should lose this case.
So kosev v'nosnelo. You write it and you give it to him. Right? What's he going to do with it?
Here's the hard part.
What?
Wants to give it to a hard
part. Right, we don't have anything such. We don't have such a thing as an appeal. Right?
No. Yes, but that's not true. If you could prove him wrong, then by appeal.
Well, that's not appeal.
Right. So that's basically.
The point,
the who is it? What?
We don't have higher courts.
Right.
We actually do.
The Rivah says you're not
appealing. You're showing it to a different court.
Exactly
right. That's to a higher. There's no such thing as a higher court. You're showing it to a different court. Look what they did. Look at this. You see this? Right. Then you can start to open up the whole can of worms.
You're trying to show that Diane did the wrong thing.
Right. So that you're entitled to do. So you're allowed to ask. There are people today. You called up for a shayla. I don't know. I want to know if I can do this on Shabbos. He'll say yes. I say why? We'll hang up on you. There are gedolim today. There are posting that will not tell you why. They will not tell you why because they don't want you. You're going to outsmart them.
One second, but that's a funny thing because if you look at any tshuva that any rov is in.
I know. There are people today. There are people today that if you call them up, I don't want to say them on tape. I know who they are. They will not give you a reason. They'll tell you psak, yes, mutter, no, us, or whatever. They won't tell you why. You ask, I've done it. I've asked them. Why? They will not answer me. They will not answer you. Some will. Most won't, by the way. First of all, most people won't ask why. Most people won't do that. They won't ask why. Way but if you're already asking, they won't answer you.
Way to go, Menachem.
But here, this is not a psak. This is not a psak halacha. It's a psak in the Din Torah. It's very different. Right? You're allowed to, as like I said many times, you're allowed to call up your father and ask him a shayla and Hilchos Nidah and Hilchos Shabbos. He's not a karov regarding that. You could ask him. You can't go to your father for a bezdin, right? It's a different world. It's a different type of thing. So I demand an explanation why you ruled this way. Take that explanation, and you can go show it to whoever you want. The Yavama leches achar Yavam atira. The Yavama has to follow the Yavam city. Why? Ad kama? How far did she have to travel to get out of Yibum? Amar Vami, I feel for chalitza purposes. Amar Vami, I feel mitzvero litzipori.
Amar Kahana, my crow, what's the pasuk for that? V'karu lo ziknei iro. V'lo ziknei iro. It's his city, not her city. Okay. Amar v'meimar, hilchata halacha is, kofrono so v'yelcha makam avad. Halacha is, you can force somebody to go to the makam avad. Amalei Rav Ashi la'meimar, v'amar v'loza kofrono so v'dom b'iro. What do you mean? You just said halacha is, you have to stay over here in the city. How can you shut me to the big city? So, hanimi lehecha de kamalei lo v'lamalva. When do we have to stay in the big city, in this city, when the Lova is forcing the Malva? Avo Malva. But if the Malva wants to go to the big city, Evel Lovelish Malva. The Malva, he's the, I lend you the money. I don't want to judge this case over here. I want to go to the big city. What's the Lova going to say? No, I don't want to go. Just send me a huge favor. Send me $1 million. So it costs $100 to travel to the big city. I have to pay. Okay, this next Gemara, this next story, I don't know what the story means. They sent the following message to Mar Ukva. Mar Ukva lived in Bavel. Le deziv le kibar Basya. Your face shines like the son of Basya. Who's that? Moshe, who was the son of Basya. Such a strange thing to call him face Bar Basya. To call Moshe Rabbeinu Bar Basya, because she raised him. Others have a different shot. It means Moshe that was Bar Bias. He was lived in Hashem's house. Okay. Anyway, Shalchalei LeMarukva, they sent the message to Marukva. L'deziv le kivar basya. You shine, your face shines like Moshe Rabbeinu's face shine. That's how great you are. Shalom, peace to you. Ukvan HaBavli, Ukvan, you Marukva from Bavel. Kibal Kadmona, Yirmiya Achi, Hevir Elias Haderech. That Yirmiya, your brother, didn't treat you right. It's a machlokes what that means. Either he didn't treat him right in a business matter, you know, dinim mamonis, or he made him that he wasn't able to have children. That's what the pshat is over here. What? Rashi says that, no? Right? He v'ivad bimeni derech b'nei adam. Okay. Anyway, Amrulo, they said to Yirmiya, the brother, Hisiuni, they forced him. The Yiru Panayna B'Tveria. He should come to Tveria for the Din Torah. So he says, wait a minute. Hagufa Kasha. Amar, the first he said, Amrulo. They told him. Alma, that's Amashma. The Yiru Atun. We'll judge him over here in Bavel, which is where Marukva lived. His Yiru, the Yiru Panayna B'Tveria. Then he says, if he's forcing him, come to Tveria. Alma, what do you see? Shidun Hacha. We'll go judge him over here in Tveria. What's going on here? So the Gemara says, El Hachikam. Here's what they said. Imrule. Tell him like this. Dainu Atun. We're going to judge him in Bavel. Itzayis. If he accepts, fine, good. Vilo, and if he doesn't accept, hitsi uhu viiru putinu b'tveria. Then we'll have to force him to come to Tveria, which is the bigger base of that. But if he stays in the Bavel, fine, judge him in Bavel. So that's the answer. That's the answer to the stira. What's going on over here? The whole story is so strange. Ravashi says no. Dine knasos have. It was a case of dine knasos. Uva kadine knaso uba Bavel lo dine dine knasos. In Bavel, you can't judge dine knasos, right? Ay, Vashalcha Lehachi. Then what did they send it to Marukva for? What did they send it to him for? He was in Bavel, can't touch it anyway. The answer is, Kedelachal covered Lema Marukva. Just to give him covet. That, you know, we're letting you know that there's such a Torah going on. Ein Echanami, you can't judge it, you're in Bavel. Bavel can't judge any Knossos, because they're not Tzmicha. But we're just letting you know about it, giving you covet. Hadron Allah Zeborer, Hadron Allah Zeborer, Hadron Allah Zeborer. Tomorrow we'll start with Daf Lamed Beis. Leave the lave of Masechta Sanhedrin is tomorrow. The Flamme Bay. Yes, tomorrow.